adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Triumph, the insult. I swear that's driving me nuts. And what word is missing from that Triumph the Insult Dog? And I don't mean it like in a sarcastic way.
I just mean the comic insult dog.
Was there a word comic in there, or there's something? There's a speed bump in there. I can't figure out what it is.
Look it up on the web.
Yeah. Figure that out.
It's Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Oh,
Insult Comic,
comic
Dog. There
right,
we go.
Right. All right. Linkin Park is going to be in here on Tuesday. Cypress Hill. What word's missing from Cypress Hill? Oh, yeah.
Loaded.
Weed. Yeah.
Hi.
Papa Roach is going to be in here on Thursday. It's a full week. Oh, yes. And tonight, well, the only guest on the show is the love that the two hosts find between each other.
Which was kindled and sort of boiled to a perfect temperature as on our lovely drive to Yorba Linda.
Oh, man.
And our two-hour drive home.
Yeah. Door-to-door. Well... yesterday we did the calendar signing for the flagship station out here in Los Angeles, which they always get. They have these things comically further and further away from where all the on air staff lives each year, and not forget just the on air guys, everybody. I mean, here's the thing: a radio station. Radio station is a little bit like a high school in that the people that work there or go there sort of live around there,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah.
No one commutes from San Diego or Santa Barbara. People live in the general vicinity of the radio station.
It's a job. You got to come in and do it.
I mean, you come here on off hours and you spend a lot of time here, and like any job.
Yeah.
And radio people are way too stupid to do that thing where you buy the house that you can afford out of town. They would rather rent for 1,000 years next to where they work. And I don't blame them. But the point
is long hours, 2-3 hours a day.
You know. We have to drive. Well, I'm talking about the staff people,
right.
Everyone's got to schlep to hell and back to do these calendar signings every year because they get further and further away. But this year was the coup de grace. I mean, from the time I left my house, I had about an hour 45 minutes in the car each way.
Mm-hmm.
Drew and I got lost.
Both ways.
Did we get lost on the way
out? We got lost getting to my house.
We got lost going to Drew's house. Then we got lost on the way back. But that's all right. Plenty of stimulating conversation. And let me say this, and this probably came up in the cars we were carpooling out there, which is the weather.
Imagine that. Us discussing the weather.
These goddamn weathermen.
Oh, yeah.
Saying and promising it's going to rain on Friday and Saturday.
Deluge.
Oh, man, look out. They say it like they're hyping a pay-per-view fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they got
Stormwatch. Stormwatch.
Yeah, oh, look out. Uh-oh. Batten down the hatches, everybody. And I'm always working on something that is going to be affected by the rain. So, uh-oh, get the tarp out, get the plastic out, get the sandbags out. Take care of it, cover it up, buckle it down, and then no rain.
Son.
Here's all I want. All I want is an apology. That's all I want. And here's the other thing I want with these guys. This five-day forecast. This farce of a five-day forecast. Like, you retards could figure out the next 12 hours. You're going 100 hours into the future. 20 hours. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, who are you kidding? Now, here's what I'd like to do with the forecast. Here's all I want out of life, Drew.
Yeah.
I want everyone to earn whatever their rank is.
Right.
Like I said,
yeah.
The city. I don't go for the names. You know, Hawaiian Gardens, you're not Hawaiian Gardens. You're number 833.
Mm-hmm. And earn a number.
Yeah, that's your number. You have to work your way up.
Yeah.
Here's what I want the weatherman. Guy who's super accurate and prognosticates in the past and has been successful 4, 5, 6 days, he can do a five-day forecast.
Right.
You other a-holes who can't figure out what's going on tomorrow morning, you get a five-hour forecast. That's as far as you can go.
Or maybe just a description of what's happening now.
You tell us what's happening this second.
Yeah.
In the studio. Not even outside the studio, you're that bad. That's all I want you pussies to do. I just want you to go, it's 72 degrees. We have the thermostat set to 72. Chuck's hair looks great. Back to you, Chuck and Connie.
Do we need to get apologies from all these guys, or just one will satisfy you?
I would like an apology from all L.A. weathermen who never, ever get anything right. The only time they're right is when something's already happened, like when there's fires. Stuff's on fire. They do their explanations. They're always wrong. They don't apologize, by the way, and they should be apologizing because it screws people up. It really does. When on a Wednesday you say, brace yourself for a big storm this weekend, you brace yourself for a big storm.
You plan your free time accordingly, right?
Yes. Yes, and you start making provisions and pulling stuff out, covering stuff up. And like I said, that soccer game that you had planned for Saturday, you may cancel on Thursday. I just want an apology. And the other thing I want is you get a rank. You've got to earn the right to give the five-day forecast. Right. And most of the L.A. guys really couldn't go further than 12 to 14 minutes into the future. Like, the L.A. And maybe L.A. is just, maybe this is just sort of Darwin's rain gutter as far as weathermen go. Or maybe because we have no farms and we have no real weather that we just end up with a bunch of pretty boys who don't really care, with the year-round tans and the cute names, who don't really do anything. All right, they must have weathermen in other, Iowa must have, Wyoming, these places must have weathermen that are more substantial than ours, right? Do we need weathermen, by the way? What's going on? Who decided we needed this? Let me ask you this,
Well, weather is late night, early morning clouds.
Yeah.
Clear by noon.
What is the obsession this town...
80 degrees.
What's the obsession this town has with weather, by the way? Who needs it?
Look at you. It's all you talk about.
I only talk about it because they're wrong all the time.
And it makes us... Well,
okay, yeah, here's what I'm saying. Do we need a goddamn weathercast every 14-minute break on the morning radio?
No.
Do we need that?
No.
We need to check around town. Santa Monica's 72. Your Belinda's 71. Van Nuys coming in at 68. Are you kidding me?
Right.
What? What do you think we're doing? You think we're sitting at home going, your Belinda's 71. I'm going to take a windbreaker. Oh, wait a minute. Van Nuys, 68. I'm going to bring a pullover. No, a cardigan. Oh, wait, Christ, what do I do? How about I get in my car and shut the goddamn door and put the temperature on whatever I want it on? What do you think we do? What you think we're all roofers? What do you think we just go? We go to work, we climb up on the roof and strip down? But hey, whatever the elements are, Drew, that's what's going to have to get us.
It's going to have to.
Now, do you just walk into your office? Here's the whole thing, too, in L.A. You work in an office, it's 71. If it's 130 outside, it's 71. If it's minus 150 outside, it's 71. It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, if it's going to rain, you bring an umbrella. I don't need individual weather things everywhere.
It's different in parts of the country.
In other parts of the country, but we don't need it here.
You're right.
You know what it is?
I think we just do it because everyone else does it in other parts of the country.
You know what we do? This is like when 11-year-old girl wants to go with her older sister bra shopping. You don't need one.
Right.
Stay at home.
Right.
You want to pretend. We want to pretend like we got weather. Hey, I bet we'd have weather if we had weathermen reporting the weather every 10 seconds. Yeah, even if every day it's 72... We don't have weather here.
I wonder if Hawaii has weathermen.
I'm sure.
Because it is the same every day there, no matter what.
Yeah. Maybe they don't. The Hawaiians are too dumb. I don't think they have any. They can't figure out barometric pressure. They don't know what that means.
But they have wind some days.
They have some wind.
Sometimes.
There's no one. Here's the problem with weather in Hawaii. There's a bunch of big words.
Yeah.
And they can't handle big words over there because they're the world's dumbest people.
Well, they handle big words, but they must have like three letters in them.
Yeah, they handle big words, but it's got to be the name of some fat chick or some drink.
City or
yeah, they can't. They can't handle. They don't do science.
No.
Oh, hey, close your eyes. Picture all the great Hawaiian scientists over there. They're retarded people. They stay on the island. They're inbred. Obviously. Yeah. They're the dumbest people we have.
I have met some smart South Pacific people.
No.
Who live there.
Oh, yeah, people are smart enough to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about the everyone close your eyes. Think about all the amazing contributions the Hawaiian scientific community has made over the years. They're stupid people.
All right.
Yeah,
let's hear from them. Let's hear from them if they're listening.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to hear what they have to say.
Oh, the Hawaiians?
Yeah.
They can't. They don't know how to dial the phone. They can't call. They don't know what they're doing. They just hit you with their big calves. That's all. They're stupid people. They're really. We should really start bringing some of them in because they're strong. They're a sturdy breed. All right. Look, we don't need weather.
Phone call. 10 minutes.
Okay.
Phone call.
We don't need weather. We don't need weather.
Agreed.
We don't need weather, right?
Good. So they should immediately begin sort of...
Just phase it out.
Or creating some of the sort of entertainment value in what they're doing.
Well, I would like a little more sports and a little less weather, for instance. Or just a little more of the show, whatever that show is, and get rid of the weather. You need to know the sprinkling of... you need to know it's a 2.5 degrees separates Hollywood and Glendora every goddamn day.
Here we go.
All right. I don't like those people. I can work myself up. Melanie?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, every time I, have sex with my boyfriend, which we have sex, 4 days a week, I hurt immensely. I mean, give an hour ago, and we had sex, and I'm in pain.
How long did you have sex for?
About 30 minutes.
Did you use a condom?
Yeah.
Well, you could be reacting to the condom, perhaps?
No, even if we don't use one, it hurts. Really bad.
And 30 minutes of straight humping?
Yeah.
It's pretty long.
Yeah.
Is there...
Well,
I mean,
you switch positions and stuff, but...
Yeah, but maybe you're going too long.
Sometimes it varies, though, because you'll go, 10 minutes, and then it'll go for, 30.
And in either case, you hurt?
Yeah, in either case, I hurt.
And is it the pain afterwards or during?
Sometimes both.
Same pain with 10 minutes as is with 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And is it immediately upon initiation of sex, or is it come later in the act?
Later in the act.
Huh. You lubricate normally?
Yeah. I mean, we tried a lot of stuff, but it's just over and over again. It just hurts really bad, and then I can't have sex for another 2 days because I'm hurting.
2 whole days.
How dare you?
Yeah, 17. Oh, let me see the longest I was able to go. 2 years. Jesus Christ. All right, Drew, what?
Have you had a pelvic exam recently?
Huh?
Have you had a pelvic exam recently?
No, not recently.
All right, you need to get checked.
Boy, this is one of those 17-year-olds that sounds like she's in 31, 32.
Yeah. Have you ever had a pelvic exam?
Yeah, I have before, a year ago.
All right, so it's time to do that again.
Okay.
I don't know. It'd be nice if you could sort of go in when you're having the symptoms so they can look and see if there's
some... Well, doctor can have sex with you.
I've never had this pain before with another guy, and I have been with 2 other guys.
Do you want to give us any hints about this guy that might help us understand?
Incredibly huge.
Wow.
You could have come out with that at the beginning. That would have helped us, yeah?
All right, I'm sorry.
Well, all right. So that's a fact. Incredibly huge?
Well, yeah. Bigger than normal.
Is it the girth?
Both, length and girth.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good boy. And does he tell you to tell people?
I call radio shows.
No.
Radio?
I would. Okay. What do you think he is lengthwise?
Lengthwise?
Yeah.
Eight?
All right.
Yeah.
That's solid. All right. Well, he's a lot of man, so you're going to have to...
This may not work.
You're going to have to manage him.
Yeah.
Are you a big gal or small gal?
I'm little. I'm 5'1".
Oh, my goodness.
He's 6-something.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes.
See, his penis is like a third
there
of her size.
There
could
be an anatomical mismatch.
And, yeah.
Boy, I don't know of any... Again, talk to the gynecologist, see if they have any solutions for that. I don't know of any offhand.
Also, plenty of lube and her sort of setting the pace and the depth.
It sounds like they're changing positions and things.
Yeah, but...
And also limit the time. Clearly, the longer the trauma, the more serious the trauma.
Right. All right, let's talk to Noah. Noah?
Evening, guys.
Good evening. You're 22.
Yeah, long-time listener, second time calling. Here's the issue. I may be able to have a threesome pretty soon, but it might have to be with... A guy. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to feel about that.
You're gay. Is that really a threesome at that point?
Well, I mean, my girlfriend. And I brought it up to her, but she kind of spun it around and suggested that maybe we involve another guy.
Now, wait a second there, Noah. You brought up a threesome to your girlfriend of how long?
We've been seeing each other for about a year.
Mm-hmm. And she started to agree to it and then spun it around, and next thing you know, there was another penis in the mix.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't going to, throw the idea out the window altogether. I mean, we've always been pretty open. And
let me interpret that. I wasn't going to show my card and let her realize that I had no intentions of doing that.
Right, well.
Do you have no intention of doing that?
I don't think I do, but I want to get it back to where it's me and her and another girl. But this is that weird double standard, and I don't know how to feel about it. So I was wondering
it's bogus. It's funny. I was thinking bogus 30 seconds or syllables into it. Drew was sort of rolling along with that. I sort of.
Oh, you guys don't believe it?
Yeah. No. It's not there. It's just. Well, yeah.
Sorry,
no.
Okay.
It's not there, but
All right.
Try again. I like.
Here's the deal. If he likes this girl, if he wants a relationship to survive, don't bring either a girl or another male into this.
It's
will not survive.
I always like when we call. There's a few different reactions with the bogus. This is one. Okay.
If you say so.
No. It's more that you're lost kind of thing. Right. And I understand. If someone is saying, listen, I'm going to, I got a 97 Porsche over here with low mileage. I'm going to sell it to you for $4,000. It's in cherry condition. And you go, no, that's too good to be true. I'm not going to bite on that. Then you go, it's your decision.
Yeah.
But when all we do is go to another call, it's like, Oh, we got burned.
Oh, my God. Did we lose out on that one?
See, here's the whole thing about the bogus call for us. We will never know if it was truly bogus or not, but here's the trump card. We'll never care. You understand? We forget about it immediately. So you can't try to pull that. All right. See what you're missing out on? No, we're just missing out on 22-year-old with another stupid question, right? Guys, here's how we know it's bogus. A, the guy that just, his voice was hollow and wooden and just, there wasn't anything to it.
There was also a momentum to it that was building to something.
Yes.
I could feel like he was excited to tell us something. There's something coming. Not what he was talking about,
two,
but something coming.
No guy ever gets a threesome call spun around on him and then decides, wow, now it's a quandary. I shouldn't have brought it up. Now, I guess I'm going to have to blow this guy just before he dunks it in my girlfriend. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
That's double standard.
You roll the dice. Sometimes it comes up snake eyes. No. This has never happened.
No.
And girls, by the way, never do this anyway, unless they're horribly effed up or they're just kidding with you.
Well, and sometimes, yeah. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Ben?
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, I got a Germany and Florida.
It's Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida, sorry.
All although right. He does show an interesting...
Sure. Hold on.
I wonder if there ever would be a Germany and Florida. That would be interesting.
True.
Yeah.
You're supposed to shut up during the theme song. Go ahead, Anderson. Sorry.
Germany or Florida.
I actually like Adams better.
I do, too.
Adam, play Adams, please.
We'll find a good one, though.
No, yeah, but play Adams in the meantime.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Germany or Florida.
That's better.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The other one was, who was that? Paulina?
Annabella.
Annabella. Oh, man, she was wearing so much perfume. You ever get that, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Chicks wear that perfume?
You can't breathe.
And let me tell you something else, ladies. Some of you wear that perfume. It smells. Let me tell you something about guys with our perfume. We like our perfume like you like your booze. You like just the sweet, fruity, it tastes good, it's simple, it's crap, it goes down easily. To us, it's crappy, but to you, it's good because you don't have sophisticated taste and you can't handle some single malt scotch or something. That's how we are with our perfume. Don't outsmart yourself with this androgynous crap that smells like a yak's ass. Just get something that smells a little fruity, something nice, and we're good with it. Am I right, Drew?
Light and easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
You know what they do? Let me tell you, chicks. They get that waxy stuff. It smells waxy.
I don't know what it is,
but just get the cheap stuff that smells. You know what? Nothing better than a little florals. scent.
It's easy.
We like to smell. We like a chick to smell like a bathroom's just been sprayed.
Yeah.
This is a little lilacs.
Yes.
Nothing. A little flower.
Easy.
Yeah. We don't want sophisticated.
We don't want perfume.
But we are.
Right? We don't want to smell. But we don't want to be. We don't want it to smell like perfume.
We don't want to beat over the head with it. But like I said.
We want to smell like a bathroom.
We are to the perfume what you guys are to the booze.
All right, here we go.
We want a wine cooler. You understand? We don't want Chateau Lafite. It's dry. No. It's nutty. It's assertive without being pushy. We don't want any of that. Just give me the cheap crap, and let's get drunk.
Ben.
Okay. All right, there's a guy. This guy weighed about 400, 450 pounds, and he lived on his couch in his living room. The only time he would ever get up is to do his business or, like, go nuke a hungry man or some bratwurst or something.
Uh-oh, bratwurst.
No, don't show it. Wait, maybe try to misdirect us a little
Interesting.
Bit.
Yeah. He did say hungry man. Oh, he covered with the bratwurst.
I see, hungry man or bratwurst. Got it.
Yeah, whatever he wanted to eat. So basically just eat or do his business. For his own protection, he kept a gun kept underneath a cushion in the couch.
Mm-hmm.
One day he sat up on the couch and somehow the gun was angled up, went off and shot him in the ass and killed him.
Mm, that's Florida.
And that's it? That's the story?
That's it.
That is Florida.
Yeah, it sounds Florida to me, too. What do you got?
It's Florida.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Good job.
Nice try.
How did you get Florida out of that so strongly?
Morbid obesity.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Mixed with, just hunkered down on the sofa, mixed with gun on the morbid obesity and the firearms is a Florida.
Yeah.
That's the backbone of Florida. Morbid obesity meets firearms, meets lethargy.
Right.
That should be
depression.
On the, I don't know if they have an animal.
Welcome to Florida.
Welcome to Florida. Now take a nap. Welcome to Florida. Here's a gun and a waffle.
Yeah.
Their flag should be a pistol with a waffle around it.
Oh, yes.
Nice. All right. Should we take a break, Drew?
Please.
Drew, what am I or what are we on these Germany or Floridas?
It's got to be like 96%. Right?
It seems like it's over 90%.
Yeah.
And most of them don't have anything that...
That clearly tells us the culture.
Yeah, once in a while, something will steer you one direction or another particular piece of transportation or food or a currency or something. There's something. Yeah. But none of them are overwhelming.
No.
They don't hit you over the head with it.
And here's the deal. No one's coming up with Iowa or Wisconsin.
No. You can't find any of that.
Right.
It's not Germany or Florida. Yeah. But believe me.
And by the way, people could try to stump us with other places.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, because it would be interesting.
The game wouldn't be called Germany or Florida.
No, because then we could say neither. Neither could be an option. We go, wait a minute, that's not Germany or Florida.
You're really treading on some pretty dangerous ground here.
All right, you're right.
Okay?
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Triumph, the insult comic dog, will be in here tomorrow night. That's Robert Smigel. Very funny guy. Very creative. Very innovative. He'll be in tomorrow night. Linkin Park, Tuesday night. Cypress Hill, Wednesday night. And Thursday, Papa Roach. All righty. Ready to get back to the phones here, Drew?
Let's do.
Michelle?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Yeah, I was calling to ask if my rehab program is actually effective.
No.
What do you mean by that?
Well, okay, so I've been going there for 2 weeks, and it's all good, but every time, like, people who have relapsed keep telling me that if I stay, it'll work for me.
Yeah? Have you relapsed?
Yes.
All right, well, if you can't stay sober in a lower level of care, that's the time to step it up.
Okay.
You have to go inpatient. If you can't maintain, obviously maintaining abstinence is the first order of business, and if you're engaging in treatment but still drinking, that ain't working.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
What? You got to go inpatient. You probably will need to go to sober living after that. Go ahead and say something.
No, inpatient is too expensive for us.
Well, then what about a sober living while you're in the outpatient program? That's usually about $800 a month.
What?
Sober living is usually about $800 to $1,200 a month.
Okay.
That includes food, and you can go there while you're going. You can stay there in that structured environment while you're going to the outpatient program.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how's that sober living work? What's the difference between inpatient and sober living?
Inpatient is a hospital. And
really?
There's an inpatient residential, an inpatient hospital. And hospital is a 24-hour full-service center where people are monitored medically, and there's full psychiatric services, and there's a lot high degree of structure. And presumably she would detox and get through a few days there and then try again at the outpatient program. But really it sounds like a better idea for you is just to go straight into a sober living, which is just a place she goes at night with other people with this disease.
Yeah.
Okay.
And adds more structure so you're not as prone to relapse.
Okay.
Hey, what's your booze of choice? What do you like?
Me? Anything. Normally gin.
Gin?
18.
Yeah.
That's
quaint.
That's an interesting booze for an 18-year-old chick. Gin, you know, you think of Winston Churchill, fat, limey with a cigar.
Somehow
you know,
I think like
60s.
Betty Davis, too, or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hollywood in the 30s. Gin, how'd you get on to gin? There's got to be a story behind that.
Behind gin? I really used to like the way it smelled, but I couldn't stand the way it tasted.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, like after not having any other choices, when I drained out all my other resources, I kind of had to resort to gin.
It's amazing.
Wait, you living on some island with a Vendome on it? You just went through all the other boozes or something? Listen, I deplete my sources of red wine every night. I just go out and get another bottle. I don't have to move to gin, and then eventually it's isopropyl, and then it's lighter fluid, and eventually it's just cologne.
Mouthwash cologne.
It's just go out and buy more booze.
She's 18, though.
I don't have to pay for it. That's the thing. Like, I'm lucky enough to have my parents have just a room.
Oh boy,
they have a booze cabinet.
Yeah, no, not a cabinet, a room.
And they know you're an alcoholic, and they've not sort of emptied this out.
Oh, they can't empty it out, but they've tried to hide the key. I'm just really good at finding it.
How does a booze room work, and where do you get these things? And what the hell's
like a wine cellar kind of thing?
Well, how's this booze room work? What goes on over here?
Well, you know, every month or so they'll stock it up and make sure that in case we have company, we're ready.
Mm-hmm. So if it's just like all of a sudden out of blue, like 30 alcoholics show up. You're ready with you got like 750ths of Johnny Walker and
it's special circumstances because occasionally we'll have like 100 people just come over.
Washington, D.C., your dad's probably an ambassador or something.
Oh, 100 people. All right, babe. Well,
what? Michelle? Yeah.
True. Right on the money.
Oh, dad's an ambassador.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Did your parents do any boozing, Drew?
No, but there would be parties and stuff when I was around.
They had booze?
Yeah. Your parents didn't do anything, don't worry. But Michelle, her dad's an ambassador. Listen, a little love for picking that out of the sky.
Yeah, Drew, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Want to find out what country you should ambassador?
Well, okay. You said it sarcastically almost. Michelle, you still get love, but just not as much love. What country is your father ambassador?
What part of the world? You know, tells particularly exactly.
Yeah, tells the country. No one knows ambassadors.
Adam, I take offense for you saying father.
Oh, your mom's ambassador.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations. Hey,
that's nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
Florida? what country?
It's a really tiny, tiny country in Africa.
Oh, really? And so is that
Principe?
Well, let me ask this. Drew, what do you know?
Just think of the tiniest countries I can think of there.
I'm trying to figure out the whole ambassador thing. Now, does that mean you're from that country and you're here as an ambassador?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you're an ambassador from that country as opposed to the ambassador to that country, which is a white guy who's over
living
there,
over there.
Living over there.
Actually, it's a black guy.
What's that?
It's a black guy.
Oh. Yeah,
for your country.
That's boring. Send a black guy over there. You should send a white guy with like a Klansman hood on or something. So you really stand out.
Do you have any brothers and sisters, Michelle?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Now,
anybody else have alcoholism?
My oldest sister is recovering. My father is, he just relapsed. And, that's it.
All right. I do like the booze room.
Yeah, Michelle, it's going to be tough for you. You're living in an environment there with a lot of alcohol. You're going to have to probably be outside the home. Of course you're going to relapse in that kind of an environment. And an 18-year-old, probably best to be in an all-women's program, spend a good 3 months there. You sound like a smart person. You don't want to screw up the sort of trajectory of your life, and this is where that can happen. You end up, you know, this is people, you keep going with this, and alcoholism can be very serious. Obviously, you've seen it in your sister and your dad, and it may screw you up for good here.
Plus, your mom has a very important job as ambassador to wherever Eddie Murphy was from and coming to America. Oh, what the hell? Do we need ambassadors from these penny ante places, too? We have to have ambassador for every country?
Mm-hmm.
What about these little crappy ones? We need one for these? We got to give them a nice place to live in and a booze room. Here's my old thing. We'll take, like, the top 25 countries. Other than that, you're out.
How did I pick ambassador? Huh?
That's pretty good. Yeah. No, but here's why, Drew, because you were saying it in jest.
I was sarcastic, yes. But look, I was thinking Washington, D.C., 100 people showing up. House has to handle 100 people, a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, and then you,
Michelle sounds
you
smart.
You said as an example.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I thought diplomat. I mean, all the way I was thinking diplomat.
Well, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not as good as you think, but it was good.
Not like picking out
batting cage. We don't need an ambassador for every country. That's what I'm saying. We just don't need it.
I want to know what country.
Christina, you probably would have never heard of it.
Hey, my kids study African geography and stuff.
They do?
Yeah, yeah.
Make them stop. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Well, almost, yeah.
All right.
I've been with my boyfriend for we're planning on getting married, but we've been together basically all our lives. I mean, like, I moved to Tennessee from Florida when I was, 12, and that's when we met, and we've been, like, best friends ever since.
Oh, boy. Something's in that story, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, we've been like best friends always.
I'm just wondering the immigration from Florida, how that went down.
Oh, no. No, we just moved up here because we did. I don't know. There wasn't even a real reason.
Well, that explains it then. There's the story.
They moved up because you did?
Yeah, we didn't have a reason really. We just moved here. I mean, my aunt lived here, but then she moved back to Florida, so.
By the way, let me just say this. Moving to another state without a reason is worse than moving for a reason.
That's Florida.
That's bad. That's a bad sign.
Only Floridians do that.
That means you got nothing where you are, or you're fleeing.
No, I literally imagine like the immigration that like Lincoln's parents did in his time. They're sort of looking for land, looking for work.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you went from Florida to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And
I was just, you know, a kid, and I hated Tennessee, and I met him, and we were just, like, we clicked. He's been my best friend ever since. But,
How old was he when you were 12?
He was 12.
39.
Okay. 12. Oh. I'm a month older than him, actually.
All right, that's good.
But, so, you know, we ended up he's always liked me, but I didn't like him. And, you know, we have dated other people and we've experienced with other people before. But then, like, 2 years ago, we decided that, you know, we wanted to be together. And, you know, things have been great. I mean, as far as, like, relationship-wise, you know, we get along great and everything. But, like, we're so busy. Like, both of us are in school full-time. We both work, you know, 40-plus hours a week. And we just, like, never have time to have sex. And it just sounds stupid. But, like, never. Like, we have sex, like, maybe once a month.
What kind of school you go to?
University of Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
Nashville?
Is that a volunteer?
No, that's in Knoxville. I go to Chattanooga.
Oh, okay.
Chattanooga. Is that the name of the volunteers?
That's in Knoxville?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's Knoxville. I go to Chattanooga, though.
Is that University of Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Knoxville.
All right.
Just like there's a University of Alabama, there's a bunch of different University of Alabama.
Oh, all right.
The Crimson
Tide. Good times. What's the name of your team?
The Mocs. You wouldn't know. They suck real bad.
The Mocs or the Moths? Yeah.
The Mocs, M-O-C-S, you know, the really ugly birds.
No, we don't.
We don't have Mocs out
that's
here.
That's exactly right.
We have weathermen.
You don't need to know.
We have Mexicans. We got the Mechs.
We don't care about them. They're bad.
Okay. All right.
Christina, you know, when a relationship gets to the point where the physical component is dying out at your age, it means something.
Mm-mm.
Not that you're too busy.
No, because let me say, when you're 20, if you guys end up in the same place every night, there will be humping.
That's
to
like
be
saying
had.
I'm too busy to go to the bathroom. I just haven't gone in 3 weeks.
At 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, at your age, Adam. Of course.
Well, like,
of course. Of course.
I had a problem. Like, I found
no,
out.
How dare you? How dare you, Drew? It's true. And we can all not all be men of supreme passion like you are. Infinite passion.
Infinite.
But when you're 20, if you end up on the same futon at the end of a long
day. With a female. Forget the one you really care about. I mean, you know what I mean? That's even more if it's the one you care about.
With something, yes.
Yeah,
there will be sex.
Yeah.
I'm not saying every day, but more than once a month.
But these two are more like brother and sister. And that gets
it's
weird.
She's trying to talk herself out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know,
yeah.
I just think it might work for a woman, but for a guy, it means something.
Yeah. It depends what kind of guy he is. Christina?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so, yeah.
Like, probably like 6 months ago, I found out that I had interstitial cystitis. And it was kind of a problem because it would hurt, like, when we had sex. But, I mean, like, I ended up going to the doctor and working things out with that. But it just seems like, I don't know, like, when we do, it's great. It's not bad. I mean, like, you know, we both want each other. We both love each other. It just doesn't happen that often.
You can't convince us.
Listen,
yeah. Is there anything you should tell us about your history, any trauma or anything?
No, not for me, no. Hmm. I mean, like, my life's been perfect. I mean, my parents are still together. I've never been raped or anything.
Never been raped?
No.
What's up? Everyone's getting raped these days.
I know.
Squaresville, baby. Squaresville.
I feel like a minority.
Yeah. The part that troubles me is the part where you move from Florida to Tennessee for no good reason.
That's what we thought there was more story.
All right. Your dad wasn't firing a gun out of the back of his car
while
you were leaving Florida?
He's a retired cop. He was a cop up there down there for 22 years. Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's bad.
Why did he leave?
He got hurt on the job, and he had to retire early.
Back pain.
Back pain?
His knee, actually. He has, like, nothing left in his knee, and he's almost crippled.
All right.
He's what? Almost crippled.
Oh. All right, listen, maybe there's more pieces to this puzzle.
I'm still smelling pain medicines.
We don't have enough time to put them together.
All right, Dad's taking a lot of pain
Christina?
Pills.
Yeah.
Dad takes a lot of pain pills?
My dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he also got cancer, and so he almost died.
What kind of cancer did he get?
He had lung cancer and prostate cancer.
Wow.
At the same time,
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Christina.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Don't get married too quick to this guy. Nothing in it for you.
It may not be right. It may not be what you think it is. It's okay. Not a bad end. And by Loveline standards, we should be endorsing this, frankly.
But we don't endorse any 20-year-old marriages.
Yeah, and especially one that's passionless. Passionless marriage in your 20s. Wait, you're in the 40s, imagine what that's going to be like.
Oh.
Just be angry with each other.
Just start yelling at each other for not using coasters.
Right.
That's it. Yeah.
That's how that happens.
Is that what happens? Yeah. All right. Hey, good times. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All righty. Let's get to the phone, somebody.
All right.
Help them kids.
Yeah.
Talking about booze. My family seemed too lazy to booze.
No. They smoke pot, though, interestingly.
My mom would smoke pot.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think my dad was into?
Walking.
Yeah, just... cigarettes?
No.
Booze?
No.
Pot? Coke?
No.
Like weird stunt porn? Or
no.
No. He wasn't into anything that involved movement. And all those things involve moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Takes a little energy to, like, get a cork out of a bottle.
Yeah.
My dad, if you would have opened my dad's cupboards, like, when at his house and stuff, you wouldn't have found no Playboys. Oh, for Christ's sake. Not a beer. Not one beer in the fridge. Open the cupboards. Couldn't find, you know, half bottle of Smirnoff that was in there in case, somebody brought some chick home, want to make her a screwdriver or something. Just wasn't anything.
Wow.
So it's weird, isn't it? Now as an adult, I look back on, you know, when you're nine, all right, so what? But now it's kind of weird when you look back on it. Hey, but good times, I'll tell you what. It's good times. Chris?
I hear him.
Chris? Okay. We're going to put him back.
Hello?
We're going to put him back on hold. I want to take another...
Okay.
Take this one.
Deschelle?
Deschelle?
Yeah.
What's up, Deschelle?
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, hello?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not sexually attractive to my boyfriend.
Why is he your boyfriend?
Oh, wait a minute. You saying you're not sexually attracted to him, or you're not sexually attractive to him?
No, I'm not sexually attracted to him.
Okay, so you're not into him. Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 14.
He's 14. Yeah,
14. I'm not sure you're supposed to be sexually attractive, particularly.
Oh,
no, I'm
well,
sexually attracted to everybody else.
Yeah.
Do you act on that?
Sometimes. Seldomly.
Well, now, what grade are you in, Deschelle?
The ninth.
Ninth grade. Ninth grade girls are sexually attracted to guys. Doesn't necessarily mean they have sex with them. It just means they're hot for them.
Right. Are you having sex with your boyfriend?
No, I won't sleep with him.
Have you ever had sex with anybody?
Yeah.
Other guys, not your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he your boyfriend?
He's pretty.
He's good looking?
Yeah, he's got pretty eyes and he's sexy. That's pretty much it.
But you're not sexually attracted to him.
Yeah, he treats me nice and stuff like that. I'm just not sexually attracted to him.
Even though you say he's sexy.
Are you, do other girls think he's handsome?
Yeah.
Maybe that's here's
the deal.
Uh-oh.
Any time you actually have an opportunity for a relationship, you're going to sabotage that. The only kind of person you can tolerate being with is someone who doesn't want to be with you, who you can only have a sort of a very superficial relationship with. And I suspect there are reasons for that. So, it sounds like you shouldn't be trying to have a relationship right now because you're not capable of it.
Where's your dad? Is he around?
My dad died when I was 2 months.
There you go.
What happened?
What were the guys like that came through?
What did you ask?
What were the guys? Did your mom remarry?
No, not yet. But any of the other guys are just kind of jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerky guys that your mom was dating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Any of them sexually abuse you?
I mean, I was sexually abused when I was a kid, but I don't really remember who it was.
Well, how do you know you were sexually abused?
Because, like, I was taken to the doctor that one day, and it was all bruised up down there, and they don't know what happened. But I don't remember who it was.
But it was one of your mom's buddies?
Most likely.
All right. So that's all a bad thing. All right, Deschelle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, as you know, I'm a genius. Yes? Yes. And you're 14, so I'm a super genius. Anyone who's 17 should be considered a genius to you. Now listen to me. You're smart, and you're sharp, and you're mature, but you're going to screw your life up as badly as your mom screwed her life up if you keep hanging out with these bad guys, and especially if they get you pregnant. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
No pregnancy. No pregnancy, and C, no pregnancy. And then
I'm totally safe. I'm totally
okay. And number two or three or wherever we're at, you're 14. Yeah, I know you've been through a lot. I know you've seen a lot. Try to be 14 for a little while. You know what I mean? I know it's hard. Don't grow up too fast.
And maybe not a relationship right now. You're not capable of. Intimacy is very, very threatening to you right now.
And the fact that you don't like this guy sexually is probably a reason why you should stay with him.
That means...
Because he's a decent guy, and he's treating you right, and that doesn't flip your cookie because you're screwed up.
Right. You need to have the extreme arousal and negativity and these disavowed aspects of yourself because of the sexual abuse, so you can only sort of experience that through bad guys.
This, by the way, this thing, which I would have thought would have happened once every 70 years, the boyfriend taking a pass at the 7-year-old daughter of the chick he's dating... happens far too often, but it's bizarre to me, you know? I mean, I'm an atheist, and I'm as weird as the next guy, And I perfectly understand that impulse that if you're dating, you know, some woman and she's 45 and she has a hot little 19-year-old daughter who seems to be warming up to you, that's a different thing. It lacks boundaries, but it's I understand it. Depending on what the 19-year-old looks like, it's all based on what people look like. You see what I'm saying? Now, well, I guess if the 7-year-old is hot, no, not even that. But here's my point: when you come in and you're dating a woman and she's 31 and she has the 7-year-old, and you're like, yeah, I'd like to break off a piece of that.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I got a job. I work for UPS. We got a decent relationship. Me and Thelma do all day. I bang her 7-year-old every once in a while. Like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't know what that is. Are you heterosexual and you like a little 6-year-old tail every once in a while? Or
like crazy.
What does that mean? Or you just get drunk and you just do whatever? You know what I mean? I get loaded. Not